you our biggest discounts for listening. So please go to our website, MyPillow.com, and put in the promo code at the end of this message to get the biggest discounts. Again, thanks for listening, and God bless.
Thanks, Mike. Folks, go to MyPillow.com and enter the promo code TruckerRandy or call 800-654-9659.
Moment, the moment Granddad handed down his old rifle. At Curtis Gunsmithing in Petoskey, we respect traditions. We also know that that old gun might not be in the same shape it was when Granddad gave it to you. Mr. Tom Curtis, the gun doctor, will take good care of old Betsy. He'll get her shined up and looking good as new. Curtis Gunsmithing is the one that you can trust with your family traditions. Give us a call at 231-838-5571. And as the gun doctor says, anything but an Abrams tank.
Hey, everybody, welcome back into the show. Last half hour of hour number three here on this Thursday, August 8th, 2024 edition, Your Defending Fathers with Trucker Randy Bishop here on the Patriot Voice Radio Network. One of the state senators, Republican Jim Runstad, I've had him on the show quite a few times, put out a press release statement yesterday, accusing Secretary of State Jocelyn Benson of attempting to implement partisan 2025 laws in time for this November election. Senator Jim Runstad is drawing attention to an attempt by the Michigan Secretary of State Jocelyn Benson to implement controversial changes in our election laws immediately, rather than in 2025 as directed by the legislature. Runstad said, if Secretary of State Benson wants to be a lawmaker, she should run for the House or Senate. Until then, she should wait until bills become law before acting on them. The Secretary of State is supposed to follow the state constitution and our election laws, and not try to bypass them prior to a major presidential election, Runstad said. Runstad's raising the alarm resulted in the RNC, Republican National Committee, sending a letter to Benson on Wednesday, urging her to cease all attempts to subvert the legislature and Michigan's state constitution. Passed along partisan lines back in June, just 2 months ago, Senate Bill 603 includes numerous controversial changes to our election laws, including prohibiting boards of canvassers from investigating claims of fraud. The bills were not granted immediate effect. Six Republican state senators didn't vote to give it immediate effect, meaning these laws will not go into effect until 90 days after the legislative session ends, which will typically be in December after the November election. After the November election, they go into their lame duck session. What's going to happen in November? Well, I'm predicting that the Republicans will take back the majority of the House. So what does that mean? That means that every single bucket list item the Democrats want will be rammed through in Lansing. This may very well be, may be the busiest lame duck session they've ever had in the state of Michigan's history. the things that the Democrats want to do while they remain in the power majority in both the House and the Senate with a Democrat governor is going to be unbelievable. But that means that these laws that changed our election laws passed by the Democrats, they won't go into effect, folks, until April 1st of next year. If they stay in session all the way to the end of the year, which they normally don't do, they break for Christmas, New Year's, they're gone, legislative session is over. It's not going to happen. These laws will not go into effect until 90 days after that. Despite the bills not taking effect until 2025, Benson's Department of State asked a joint committee on administrative rules, July 31st letter, to allow for the immediate approval of rules that were implemented by many of the changes before the November general election. Runstead said, the Secretary of State is trying to bypass the Constitution to keep potential election fraud from being investigated by boards of canvassers in November. If the legislature wanted these changes in effect for the general election this year, they would have granted these bills immediate effect. We didn't do it. Jocelyn Benson doesn't get to implement laws whenever she pleases. The RNC's letter to Benson states specifically, it is contrary to the settled principles and the constitutional separation of powers to use the administrative rulemaking process to implement a statutory framework before it becomes effective, end quote, said the letter. The RNC is committed to both free and fair elections and the rule of law. It happens that the Bureau of Elections also agrees with us. It also hopes that the Bureau will not try to effectuate the proposed rule set changes before Senate Bill 603 becomes effective in 2025. See, one thing you have to understand, folks. The three witches of Michigan government, the Governor Whitmer, the Attorney General Dana Nessel, and the Secretary of State Jocelyn Benson, they're all attorneys. All three of them. They think they know the loopholes to do it through the executive branch using administrative rules as opposed to actual statutes. It's a violation of our election laws. Even the one they just passed in June, Senate Bill 603, which Senator Jim Runstedt was totally against. He tried like heck to sound the alarm. It didn't matter. The Democrats rammed it through. Why? Because they have the majority. Well, I believe after November 5th's election, they won't have the majority in the House anymore. They'll only have it till the end of the year. Come January 2nd, when the Republicans take back the majority in the House, their ramming stuff through days are over. As a matter of fact, the Republicans are smart. They wouldn't even take up any Democrat bills in the House for the last 2 years of Governor Whitmer's governorship. Turn her into a lame duck. Make her basically start campaigning for president in 2028. That's what the Republicans need to do. Will they do it? Well, it's all going to depend on who their House Majority Leader is. The Speaker of the House. If it's going to be Matt Hall, he voted for the gun bills. Yeah, the unconstitutional gun bills that he made bipartisan by voting for it wants to be the speaker if the Republicans get control of the House back after November 5th election. My opinion, big mistake, Republicans. But because so many of you are going to take money from Matt Hall's leadership pack, you'll probably vote for him. You'll probably make him the speaker. Big mistake. He's not going to be a speaker to stand up to Whitmer. He will want to negotiate. He will want to compromise. He will want to do whatever he can do to get things done working with the Democrats and the governor, Gretchen Whitmer. Got a very simple question for you, Matt. How many times did the Democrats work with you Republicans the last 2 years? Ever since they got the majority in both the House and the Senate. Two-seat majority in the House, two-seat majority in the Senate. How bipartisan have the Democrats been? Oh, that's right, they haven't. Not one single Republican amendment to any bills was approved during the last 2 years. But yet Matt Hall's going to want to compromise with her. Give me a break. Lastly, last statement by Senator Jim Runstad. This may end up going to court. We're talking to certain private individuals that will have legal standing to represent them as plaintiffs in the lawsuit. If that's what we have to resort to, we will, according to Senator Jim Runstad. I like Jim. He's one of the good guys. Honestly, I wish he was our state senator. But unfortunately, we're stuck with the rhino, John DeMoose. Where is his press release statement on this matter? Nowhere to be found. No, why? Because it's too controversial. He doesn't want to attack the Secretary of State. He wants to play nice with the Democrats. Well, I got a very simple question for you, John. If we see fraud take place in our November elections, you're saying you don't want the local board of canvassers to be able to investigate it? The way Senate Bill 603 reads, people, you know who will do the investigation? Bureau of Elections down in Lansing. Two Democrats and two supposed Republicans, along with the Bureau of Elections director, Jonathan Brader, a full-blown communist socialist. Right. That's who I think should be investigating fraud in our elections. Not. But the bill passed. The only saving grace, it didn't get an immediate effect. Therefore, it doesn't apply to this year's election. Sorry, Jocelyn. But she's trying to get it to go through anyway. Got to ask yourself the question, why does she want to do it? Final segment of today's show. We'll be right back.
Trucker Randy here. Let's face it, we're all getting older, but we don't have to feel the pains of getting older. Most people and even our pets have daily pain. Don't let pain slow you down. Get natural relief with CBD products from Patriots Relief. Designed by nature and trusted by millions, CBD synergistically works with your body to naturally relieve pain along with many other benefits. CBD is not marijuana and you will not get high. Vicky and I trust Patriots Relief products because they truly work. Go to their website, patriotsrelief.com, then call Tim and his family at 877-230-1776. Mention the promo code TR1 to get the biggest discounts. Again, call 877-230-1776 and mention TR1. Patriotsrelief.com.
Now, y'all up here in northern Michigan have heard of Curtis Gunsmithing, the little gun shop over here off Picker Lake Road in Petoskey. Mr. Tom Curtis can fix any gun you put in front of him. The gun doctor is a certified gunsmith. You won't find one better in the north. And you sure as heck don't have to travel out of town to go see one. Get your quality gun work done right here in your town. Curtis Gunsmithing of Petoskey. Give Tom a call today at 231-838-5571. Come see the gun doctor.
Northern Michigan RV.
Hi, I'm Tony Kessering from Northern Michigan RV in Galen. Get ready for a new adventure with help from Northern Michigan RV. We sell everything from pop-ups and truck campers to luxury fifth wheels, and we have everything to keep you going, including parts, full service, and even propane. And we're open year-round. Don't buy anywhere before stopping into Northern Michigan RV. Off 32 on Expressway Court behind Walgreens and Gaylord. Online at northernmichiganrv.com. Get ready for a new adventure at Northern Michigan RV.
Hey, Patriots, this is the boss of Veteran John, his wife, Jamie, in Sheboygan. Taste the purest artesian water on God's green earth, Mega Water. PFAS-free, mineral-rich, naturally alkaline, 8.3 pH, and veteran-owned. Go to megawater.com or call 231-818-9700. That's megawater.com or call 231-818-9700. Call us today to taste the pure difference.
At Royal Tire in Petoskey, we know that you've got things to do and places to go. And you need safe and reliable tires that will get you there and back every time. Tires like the Michelin Defender LTX or the Michelin Cross Climate 2. We believe in these tires so much, we put them on our own vehicles. So stop by Royal Tire today and let our tire experts find the right Michelin tire to keep you and your family safe. When you think tires, think Royal Tire in Petoskey.
Hey, everybody, welcome back into the show. Final segment of today. One of the things that the U.S. Senate race is shaping up on, issues, actual policy issues, between Mike Rogers and Elisa Slotkin, now that their nominations are official, abortion, inflation, border security, and Social Security are shaping up to be the defining campaign issues in the upcoming U.S. Senate race. Abortion? Really? How many times are the Democrats going to beat this dead horse to death? I know they believe in death. I get it. But this is just crazy. Absolutely crazy. But they're going to push it. They're going to continue to push it. One of the things you have to understand, inflation, the economy, is going to be the number one issue for Donald Trump. Should be for Mike Rogers. Border security, Kamala Harris being in charge of the border. Well, Elisa Slotkin, while being a congresswoman in Washington, D.C., did nothing to shut down the border. Rogers needs to hammer the crap out of that. And then, of course, the old card, the play card the Democrats always use, Social Security. Slotkin's first mention of Rogers in a statement says he's a man who has shown that he'll say or do anything to get elected. Going on to say that Rogers co-sponsored bills that would jeopardize abortion, in vitro fertilization, and birth control. He supported privatizing Social Security and Medicare, and even worked with Chinese tech companies. It's clear Mike Rogers is only looking out for himself. I will be working to make sure every Michigan voter understands just how bad Mike Rogers would be for Michiganders if elected to the Senate. But we need resources to start immediately holding him accountable to his record, Slutkin's fundraising email read. Well, according to Downstate Kim, she texted me into the show here. I'm going to pull up her comments. Where is she? Man, I got a lot of text messages. Come on, Kim, where are you? She said, there it is. She's back at the top. Rogers needs to answer the questions on Benghazi as soon as possible because Slotkin has already started putting out ads on Benghazi about Benghazi yesterday. This may go to court. If the shoe was on the other foot, the Dems would have dropped the lawsuit already, talking about Senate Bill 603. Therein lies the difference between Republicans and the Democrats. Absolutely agree with you. Let's see, Ryan. Randy, I disagree because the county took over one of our roads for the winter to do plowing and salting. It was a disaster, partially because their engineer and foreman couldn't build a driveway, let alone a main roadway. Okay, Ryan, answer the question. I'm not sure I understand. Who was in charge of the county roads before? You're telling me MDOT? MDOT was doing the plowing and the salting? Or was it a private contractor? I don't understand who was doing it up there in St. Ignace. My thinking is MDOT, I'm not really sure about whether they do any plowing up here in northern Michigan. You're saying they do a better job than the road commission, is what you're saying. Because that's what I was talking about doing, eliminating MDOT. Our good friend Pat, up in St. Ignace, the retired toll worker there at the Mackinac Bridge, he says, Randy, I absolutely love the Flatline show. It has changed my life for the better. Highly recommend people listen to it Sunday morning, 7:30 to 8 a.m. One of the things I think we're looking at, the process going forward on this election. This is going to be mudslinging at its finest. Rogers attacking Slotkin, Slotkin attacking Rogers. Are they ever going to stand on a debate stage face to face? I doubt it. Neither one of them wanted to debate their opponents. So why would Rogers want to debate Slotkin? Especially if she's going to bring up Benghazi, if she's going to bring up China, if she's going to bring up his sponsorship of bills that would, quote, jeopardize abortion, not going to work out so well for Rogers on a debate stage. Music's playing. That's it for today's show. Now back to the memories of the 60s, 70s, Motown, the Ritz of Rock and Roll on 97.7 FM, WCHY Sheboygan. God willing, we'll be back tomorrow. Have a terrific Thursday, everybody.
Thank you for listening to your Defending Fathers with Trucker Randy Bishop.
Hi, this is Ian Murphy from the Iron Pig Smokehouse in downtown Gaylord. Join me every Tuesday at 10 a.m. with Trucker Randy for an update on all things happening at the Iron Pig. We're open 7 days a week and serving breakfast Saturdays and Sundays. You can order online anytime for takeout, curbside, and delivery at ironpigsmoke.com. And be sure to keep up with our legal battle against the health department by subscribing to our podcast at fuelcasttv.com.
Hey everybody, it's Trucker Randy, the Yo-Yo Diet King. I have literally lost hundreds of pounds in my life. SlimFast in the 90s, Nutrisystem in 2000, South Beach, Superfoods, they all worked in the short term, only to gain it all back, plus some. Now that I'm 65, I really wanted to find a program that would increase my metabolism to burn my belly fat, bring my hormones back to my younger days,